WCHL, time now for trivia. Once again, it's a daily feature on WCHL, Monday through Friday. Freddie Kiger is here with the trivia question of the day.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to thank Jan Bolick, and particularly you, my trivia sidekick partner, for allowing me this platform to elucidate, to share the love of minutia.
I'm your straight man during this 3 or 4 minutes
or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to lay on me today?
Well, what do you want?
Money?
Money? Money for nothing?
Yeah. You get your money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Chicks for free. this is a part, you don't like this one. You don't like this category.
Oh, well.
But it's a fun one.
Something to do with the presidents or something.
It's going to do with capitals and states.
Okay. All right. Well, I can. Probably,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I can probably hang with this.
All right, folks, we're doing capitals and states.
Okay.
Are you ready? Everybody ready? Here we go. In the good old U.S. of A., there are 4 state capitals that begin with the same letter as their state.
Really?
Name one.
Whoa. That's kind of tough.
Yeah. Don't be driving and try to figure this out, and then go to texting or phone calling.
Yeah.
Or
don't
like
Google
that.
It.
Yeah. Don't Google it. Yeah. Capitals and states in the good old U.S. of A. There are 4 state capitals that begin with the same letter as their state. Name one. I wish you could see the wheels turning
over there. Trying to concentrate on it, and you keep talking.
So you concentrate.
All right.
You're in the broadcast business.
Oh. Wow.
So
early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Well, you gave me a reasonable amount of time, and I could not come up with it, so go ahead and lay it on me.
I don't want you. I'm not, because I know you get it. I'm going to give it to you in the alphabetical, okay?
Okay.
There's one with a D, an H, an I, and an O.
D-H-I-O. Dover, Delaware.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the H?
H would be Honolulu, Hawaii.
That's correct. What's the I?
I would be Iowa City, Iowa. No?
That's Des Moines.
Des Moines. You're right.
I.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
And O.
O would be Ohio?
No, that's Columbus.
Couldn't be that. Oregon.
Salem, Oregon.
Wouldn't be either. State starts with an O.
Oklahoma.
This wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Dover, Delaware, Honolulu. Honolulu. Yeah. Honolulu, Hawaii, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Well, I swear my mind's just not working fast enough because I couldn't get it until you broke it down into the letters.
But then you are like a cat on a mouse.
A
bang!
A hot tin roof.
Yes, well, yeah, that too.
Oh, well, hey, listen, thanks.
I'll see you a mañana.
Yeah, that was a nice little exercise and difficult thought for me.
It's okay, but there was a lot between the years there. You had a lot of cerebellum-like stuff going on over there.
Yeah, usually there's a lot of empty space up there that I demonstrate
like
quite
Dizzy
capably
Dean.
Every day.
They x-rayed my head and found nothing.
Yeah, they slid in there and there was nothing there.